a big day of celebration at the Christian County FSA office. Coy Higdon retiring from the FSA. Brian Lace, were they going to let you retire?
Oh yeah, they tried to get me, pull me back, but I told them I've come back twice. I said three strikes, I'm out. Right. This is the last one. So it's been a great career. I've enjoyed working with the organization, with the people, with the farmers, everybody in the community. And when I leave Friday, I'll have 32 years and 7 months. So it's time for me to move on to the next chapter in my life.
Corey, being here that long, you've seen a lot of changes in the way things are done here at the FSA and in the USDA in general. A lot of programs over the years, a lot of different programs now than what we started out with.
Yeah, the main thing that I've seen a change, what we deal with now is, seems like now we have, it's a more of a sense of urgency. We need to do things right now. Before, we would have time to do the training and learn what our program was going to be over a period and then start. As Brian mentioned earlier when we were discussing in here, when he said he used to call and ask me about programs, and I'd say, well, I don't know, because they'd already announced it through news media, and it would come out, it's going to be this program, whatever. And he said, well, how's it going to work? And I'd say, I don't know. We hadn't had our training. Since he's on our side, he figured that out, that it actually is, you need to train it. We got to have some backup training. But it's been a great career. It's the transition, I'm one of the few employees that's left that started with the computers. The year I did start working for ASCS is the year they got the computers.
Oh, really?
Prior to that, everything had been done on paper. And when I say on paper, they wrote it with a pencil. Mm-hmm. So we've moved from that to now where everything is basically in the systems, in the computers. And we moved from the computer to online to actually now faster online. Mm-hmm. And it's just a little different, venue than what I was used to when I started. I mean, it was a slower pace back then. Now everything happens now.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned farmers. Farmers, you worked with a lot of great farmers over the years, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Got a lot of great farmers. I don't want to start naming names. There's too many to name. I know better than that. One thing that I did mention earlier in a little, little statement I made in there is one thing I have enjoyed about working in this area, and originally in the Christian County area, and also now since they've added Trigg County to it, that we get to work with, is the availability and the interest of the farmers to work with state-of-the-art operations. Mm-hmm. You know, anything that's new, technical, that they can actually pick out, progressive, they're there. Mm-hmm. The farmers in Christian and Trigg County are always at the forefront of everything that we're trying to move forward and do. They're not afraid to make that step out there and take the chance. Now, does it get them every once in a while? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure occasionally somebody, they have an issue. But for the most part, it's worked out really great for them. It really helped me in the way I work and in my position, because I had always said my job here was, I was hired by USDA and FSA, but I worked for the farmers. Mm-hmm. And my job here was to get everything to the farmer that I can legally in the rules, and hold some legitimacy to what we're doing. Not get outside the bounds, but get all the money here. Because if it doesn't come here, it's going to somewhere else in the United States.
Right. Worked with a lot of good people here in the office over the years. These the crew that runs this office with you couldn't do it without them, I know.
Oh, no. It's a great staff here. As I mentioned earlier, told them in there I was trying to figure out a word to put in there about. I had several of my staff here, and I had some people that had retired 3 or 4 years after I started, which would have been in 95, and I come up with a word. I don't know if it was a great word, but I said my more seasoned staff and my newer staff that started as they've retired and moved on. It's been a great group of people to work with, as well as a great group of farmers. Now, is every day perfect? No. You're going to have your ups and downs, but as I've mentioned to the employees that work here a lot, I said, this is our work family here that we're working with here in the office. And I said, if you actually want to put it in perspective, you spend more of your waking hours with this group here than you do with your family that you're married to and live with at home. And, so we got to get along.
That's right.
And that's what we've tried to work as and work as a unit like that. And it works good. And we've been very fortunate. We always had great employees. got new ones coming on. They are great. They're only going to get better. Very little turnover. It's a great place to work.
Sure. A little farming in the future for you now that you're retired. A little more farming, maybe?
I don't know about more, but it's about what we've been doing. Me and my son have a small operation back in Webster County where I farm and where I live and grew up. I'm a fortunate person. I live within 2 miles where I was born. Been there all but about 3 years of my life. So, I mean, that's fortunate to say. I go to the same church I did when I was 6 or 7 years old. So, I mean, it's you know, small community, close-knit. You know everybody. I used to know everybody. I spend more time in Hopkinsville now, but I got to where I know more. Right. So it's great. But we'll be doing, I'll still be a little farming, and I raise a little tobacco. So a few things like that, and my wife and I will be doing a little bit of traveling. That's something I look forward to.
Well, listen, congratulations on the retirement. 32 and a half years, that's pretty awesome, man, Coy.
All right, thank you a lot, Alan.
And Brian, I know you were here on hand to say thank you to Coy and for what he's done 32 years. I mean, that's great, great service to the FSA and to the farmers.
Oh, absolutely, Alan. And this one's definitely bittersweet and a little more special than some you go to, and not that any of the others are not special. And I'm doing this a little too often. Coy's talking about coming on 33 years ago. Well, that was in 86, and that was when the computers came about. We had a massive surge in hiring in the USDA at this point, and now those folks have got their 30-plus in, and we're seeing them go home. But with Coy is more than a colleague. Coy is a close friend of mine. Coy is a mentor to me. Coy is somebody that when I moved to Hopkinsville in 2001, fresh out of graduate school with a task with trying to help 50 progressive farmers in this area with their farm record keeping and their tax management and navigate a brand new farm bill. The 02 farm bill came out right when we got here. We went through a tobacco buyout. Coy was always my go-to person to call and try to, you know, I've got to be working with these folks and trying to help them make the best decisions. I'm going to have to be doing analysis and being able to say things that maybe the employees on this side of the counter can't say to help give them the right information they need to know to select things. So coming down here today to celebrate with Coy, and I definitely am celebrating. We're so excited. Me, rest of the FSA team is excited about this new stage in his life. The traveling he's going to get to do. I'm envious. I'm hoping to make retirement someday, right. And it sure won't be as young as Coy is. That's one thing to worry about, but we also you talk about these folks that are retiring, and about a third of the workforce we have in the state right now are in this shape where they're fully eligible to retire. Right. We have great jobs. They keep saying, you know, one more year. Coy, I've been on borrowed time with him for since I showed up. He was talking about retirement before I even got the appointment, and we kept having some good heart to hearts and thinking about strategy and planning, and was able to stay 2 years. So I as much as I would want to lay down in front of his truck tonight and keep him from going home, I will refrain out of respect and celebration for what he's doing. But Coy to me is a gold standard for what a county executive director is, because he summed it up best. He has always found a way to work with the producers within the guideline of the law to implement our farm bill and get producers paid.
Right, we appreciate you being here as well. I know he appreciates that as well, and I know you look forward to maybe he can come back and visit us sometime. Well,
this will not be the last time Coy and I hang out. I keep his number in here. He will probably get some text messages from time to time, and hopefully they'll wean off. We'll promise to do that, and he may go international and just flip us all, flip the international calling and take us off. But, Alan, thank you for being here for the coverage of this.